This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Weaning is a stressful time for calves. Typical weaning involves an abrupt separation of cows and calves, creating a highly stressful event, especially for the calves. On the other hand, low-stress weaning methods are proven to reduce the overall impact of this separation, according to SDSU Extension State Beef Specialist Aaron DeHaan.
What these low-stress weaning methods aim at is to divide the weaning process into two steps, that being nutritional separation and then the other being social separation. So instead of having both of these types right at the weaning event, we'll first remove the nutritional separation, whether it's via fence line or, using a nose clamp.
Fence line weaning requires an adequate barrier between the cows and calves, typically a 5-strand barbed or electric fence. This allows the cows and calves to see, smell, and hear each other, but calves cannot nurse.
Kind of a key point for this is to leave the calves in the pasture that they were previously before you separated them, because they're familiar with their surroundings already, know where the water sources are at, so it helps to reduce that stress level even more that way.
A 2-step weaning process utilizes plastic nose tags that prevent the calves from nursing while they are still in the same pasture as their dams. These calves are still able to eat forage and drink water. Research indicates calves weaned with low-stress systems vocalize less, spend more time eating, and have greater weight gains than conventionally weaned calves. Visit extension.sdstate.edu and search low-stress weaning to learn more.